So.
This is a meeting of the City Center Parking District, January 24th, 2012? 25th, thanks. Derek Toko, staff.
Say your name.
Frank Geltner.
Bill Bain.
Tom McNamara.
Everybody, you guys all had a copy of the agenda, right?
Yeah.
So primary, before I get started though, Tom, I want to make sure you had a copy because I know Frank and Bill have copies, or, and I can get you copies if you don't.
Yeah, no,
but this is basically the structure of the Economic Improvement District.
Okay.
So it basically outlines the scope of, you know, what we can use the funds for, what the advisory committee's responsibilities are, all of that's outlined in that document, the boundaries of the district, everything like that. So, the first thing was to, you guys all had, I forwarded all the comments to you, so you had a chance, I trust, to read through those.
Yeah.
And Frank just read through the petition. I guess, you know, what I'm looking for is just some direction from you guys as to where you want to go with this now that you have those comments.
It seems to me that the folks, and I understand what they're saying. I do understand they're saying we need circulation, and that was, of course, the whole reason for leaving the time limits on 101 out of our recommended stuff. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if everyone understands the other side of the sword. That is that they've been laboring under the circumstance of no enforcement whatsoever, because the enforcement has just been abated during this period of time. And so I guess I'm wondering if they, I mean, because we go back to enforcing time limits, there are going to be some of them that are going to get, some of their customers are going to get hammered, and they're going to get hammered.
Yeah, I heard that comment.
And there isn't any easy way out of that.
I heard the comment from one business owner that it wasn't the regulations that were the problem, it was the meter maid.
The problem is the meter maid or whoever it is has no discretion. If they're in violation, they're in violation.
Yeah.
And the city's going to do that. I mean, the city's going to have a parking enforcement person out there. So I guess maybe my suggestion is that we gather the eagles and sit them in a room and say, okay, do you understand what the pros and the cons are? And I understand, but I certainly think that the other thing, and they don't talk about that, is that we as a committee ought to insist that whatever it is we do, it's uniform. So it's the same wherever it's posted, it's the same. Because that was one of the problems that we dealt with early on, was there was too many different things. There was 1 hour here,
it's confusing.
There was 1 hour there.
If one blocks the next, you don't know what the parking is.
Exactly. So if you had it, if they're going to have a restriction, hi Mike.
Howdy.
If they're going to have a restriction on time, it ought to be uniform. It ought to be consistent throughout the whole area. And we spent a lot of time in thinking about that particular thing. And then the other thing was, because and they don't, in this question here, they don't deal with the parking or the loading zones at all. Do they, Derek?
You did receive feedback on the loading zones from one individual. I think it was the plumbing shop.
That was the plumbing shop.
Yeah.
And personally, from my personal perspective, I think I want out of stay a loading zone. I just,
okay,
doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not really in the major flow area.
There's not a lot of parking pressure up there.
No, and the parking and the plumbing folks say, well, we really need to have that there for the reason of both their tenants in the building, that is to say the tavern that gets deliveries, mm-hmm, beer trucks and so forth and so on. I don't know what the difference really is for between them and, say, Mazatlan or one of the others that gets deliveries. It's just that maybe they get them at a different time of the day, that kind of thing. But when we looked at the inventory, particularly when they changed all that stuff in that block of Herbert Street up there to diagonal parking, and there's no longer any pressure from the community college, all of a sudden we had a quantity of parking spaces. And frankly, that's kind of the way the whole thing was analyzed from the side street perspective. Gee, isn't there plenty of parking on the side streets that we could do away with the time zone, or we could try doing away with the time zone, see how it works, kind of a thing, and then not run that other side of the sword that I was talking about, that I'm concerned that we put it back into the parking enforcement piece, and we're going to have people unhappy from that standpoint. From my perspective, again, I would rather that they try it. Let's try it for a while and see. The truth of the matter is, when we looked at it, the loading zones, for example, each one of them came into use or came into play because of a specific need. At some point in time, somebody said, hey, I want a loading zone in this particular location. Okay, so the city put a loading zone in. No big deal. But it just seemed like when we were talking about it with the inventory that we have, the number of spaces that we have, we did not, I think we agreed pretty much completely that we didn't want to eliminate the timed parking on 101. Isn't that right? We wanted to leave that in place. And for the reason of circulation.
Yeah, but the petition is clearly directed at the side streets.
And that's because when the proposal came out, that was pretty clear in the proposal. If you looked at the proposal and you looked at the pictures and you looked at the arrows, you could tell we were leaving the time zone on the 101, but we were just proposing to take it off the side streets.
Yeah, but notice it's pretty clear in that regard, too. Yeah.
It's the city center folks' decision that needs to be acted on. I mean, it's not the city. The city doesn't care one way or the other.
Is there any seasonal nature to the parking requirements in the area?
Maybe. What do you think?
Well, obviously, you know, there's more parking needed in the summer. Some of the individual businesses, like Tom Wilson mentioned to me that his busiest time is in the winter when 101 and the other streets aren't very busy. So,
sure.
Yeah, so, you know, it's fine, but in summer, there's a lot of parking pressure one block off of 101, so...
You mean on the side streets or on, say, 9th and 7th?
On side streets. I don't know if there's any
And I don't know if there's any statistics or any way that we could measure that, except proactively or moving forward, maybe we could measure that going forward. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I hope I'm okay here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought this was an open meeting for parking.
It has to be.
It is.
Oh, sure. Okay.
This is a public meeting.
Public meeting.
Everybody who provided comment.
It was copied.
On this.
Okay. The only thing I knew is that the Kite store wanted less time parking because they wanted people to be able to get in and out, and they didn't want people parking long term, taking up their few spaces.
They wanted,
I don't know if that's addressed there or not, because I don't know.
Well, they're the ones that put the petition together.
They drew it up and they walked it and shopped it.
Okay.
So they have a strong interest in it.
Okay.
They want to retain the 2-hour parking.
Oh, they want to retain the 2-hour?
Mm-hmm. On the side streets.
Yep.
Okay, yep. She's changed her mind then.
Well, let me see if I can get this correct. What you were saying was they wanted 1 hour?
Yeah. She was complaining that people were parking long term on the side of her business.
Is 2 hours, in her view, is 2 hours long term?
Well, I don't know what she's saying here. If she's saying something different here, then I guess that's out the window.
All she's saying is that the recommendation that came forward That's her note, too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, trust me. I mean, we're not. Frank and I don't represent the city, and Tom doesn't either. We don't represent the city. We represent the city center merchants. No, we volunteered to serve on the committee. We only want to do what the city center merchants want to do.
Well, okay. All I know is Roxanne was supposed to go around and find out from all the different merchants that had parking what type they wanted, 15-minute, 2-hour, whatever. Turn that in, and then it was supposed to be taken care of. I don't know if that ever happened.
It did. It's right here.
Okay. And then I heard about this petition thing, and I'm like, what the hell is this now? I thought everything was kind of taken care of. Well, so that's why I came down, is to see what the heck's going on, basically. Well,
yeah, I guess, to back up again, I think it would be worth a test. And I would say this much. I don't see, and I don't think Public Works would have a problem with it. I can't speak for them, but I don't see a problem with trying it for 6 months or 9 months, and if it's not working, fix it.
Right. I agree.
It just seems to me like one of the things we were trying to do, first of all, was make it uniform, and the other thing we're trying to do was make it as simple as we possibly could.
Right.
Reduce any amount of complexity to it so that people wouldn't have a question about what the parking rules were. And we, in fact, talked about the issue of merchants parking in the spaces and taking up the spaces that their customers would be in. But hell, that's been a battle
always.
Forever.
Merchants parking in front of other merchants' businesses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give my opinion. Okay. Yeah. To me, my time isn't worth agonizing over. This is a little bit like Solomon in the Bible.
Yep.
Trying to decide between the two women's babies. There's just no way. I mean, you can survey these people till you're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as I'm concerned, it's the loading zones, definitely. I think they should be all eliminated, with the exception of the one, because there's been no complaint in that regard. Okay.
From the plumbing.
Terry Jernigan and those people by dance and all that jazz. It's not in a high trafficked area. And just let the rest go, because the other subtextual thing, Tom, that's going on is Mark Miranda and his people have basically put the parking whole thing on a moratorium. In other words, it's just been a cease and desist until the parking committee comes up with a decision. Well, it's just, like I say, I can read this to you, and there are 8-hour zones, there are 12-hour zones, there are 15-minute zones, there are 2 to 4 hour zones. You can't make everybody happy. And so I'm thinking, let a dead dog lie. Let's just do what we have to do, because otherwise we're going to have to set Derek to work, who gets paid all those big bucks, to send out another notice saying now the committee is recommending this, and then we got wait for another set of feedback, and we're not going to get in. It's not going to change. Nothing's going to change.
I can't believe that Mazatlan wants to give up their loading unloading zone, though, because they have big trucks.
They don't have one.
They just park.
The only loading zone is in front of the kite shop.
Really?
And the timing of it is totally irrelevant.
I thought there was one next to Mazatlan.
I think there's one right in front of Mazatlan.
Well, you should have the leading,
I've got it attached to this.
On the leading piece of the corner. I think there is one, but Mike, here's the deal. The Mazatlan deliveries all occur early in the morning, and there's no parking pressure anyway.
Yeah, it's that one, isn't it?
Well,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's that one right there.
I'm not going to say that he needs it. I'm just surprised he didn't say something.
It's across from the.
Oh, it's on Herbert.
It's on Herbert. Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, and they never use that. That's why we're getting rid of it, because the truck always parks on Highway 101.
Yeah.
That was the deal.
Yeah. They didn't make any comment.
Okay. Yeah. So. the point is that if you had no parking loading zones at all, they're still going to unload. And it means that 90%, 95% of the time, they get used by the public. If you block one off for all day and only gets used for the drop-off, you get no use out of that space. So why not just let the damn truck park there as he pleases?
Yeah, we have trucks park around the corner in the street.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just idle and unload stuff and pack it around the corner and
down the street, and there you go.
Yeah, just leaving the street.
Yeah, I've made that turn and like, oops.
Yeah, right. What's he doing there?
Let me tack something on to what you said, Frank, and it's kind of the same comment that I made before. If it doesn't work, if it's not working in 6 months or 4 months, what's the harm in adding a loading zone back at some point in time if we find we need it?
Also, in 6 months, we'd have more specified instruction on what needs to be where. If it's not working, we'll know where it's not working
right.
And
exactly.
What needs to be. So then we'd have some reason to go and change it.
Right.
Well, I heard two different things here. I'm hearing a desire to maybe do a trial basis of this, except for adjusting the loading zone, keeping the loading zone for the plumbing shop. And then the other thing is what Frank was saying, leave it alone. Just deal with the loading zones, if I understood you correctly. Don't touch the signage.
Leave the existing time limits? Is that what you were saying?
But I would precede that with a similar notice again, okay, to all of them saying we've met, we've taken all the feedback, and it appears, however you want to put it diplomatically, that it's best to leave it as it is with the exception of the loading zones, which were created a long time ago for other purposes entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And that's what we're going to go see if you get any feedback. Because if someone feels strongly about it, then this is all we're going to get. Again, this is one individual who took the time to create this argument and then went around and got signatures because that one person, felt strongly. The rest of these people would have done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Short of someone walking in their door and say, would you sign this petition? So they feel strongly. And the other thing is, we spent 3 hours in city chamber last night creating the new city center, Newport Association Board of Directors. And so now I'm on that board, Mike's on that board, and quite honestly, I don't want to stir the pot right now. I want to build this community. And the parking thing is just too divisive. It's just not worth fighting about, to be honest.
Okay.
We might come back to it when they see something coming out of our partnership with the city where some significant plans are on the table. But right now, all it is is just a lot of different people with a lot of different opinions about what will suit their needs. You're still not going to deal with the lawyer or the therapist who needs 4 hours or more because that's how long they keep their clients in there or whatever. There are a lot of clients, you just can't help them. So that's my two cents.
You're going to have to send them out in 2 hours and have them move their vehicles. Is there merit in saying do away with or make uniform all of the time zones? That is to say, the 1 hour zone and the whatever other minuscule differences. Is there merit in saying we should do that?
Remember too that whatever notice I send out, we might want to make sure we include a heads up to folks that the police department is going to be reactivating
parking enforcement,
and there's nothing we can do about that. The police department
is at its
wit's end at this point on the moratorium. The police chief is not prepared to extend that any longer. I've had to kind of coax him along while we've been talking through this stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I 100% agree with you there, because
that language should be worked into the notice.
That side of the sword that people have to understand.
There's one other thought. Let me just, would you all just read this top? Just spend a minute and read this.
Okay, sure.
Okay, because implicit in here is that maybe we would change something if it affects your business. And if a selective sign here or there would be good for the community, but it's going to be on a case-by-case basis, because what we're trying to do coming into this meeting is we're trying to come up with a blanket solution for the whole district that isn't working. But, you know, what Roxanne asked them in this thing that went out back in the summer, you know, to let us know, and here we are 8 months, 9 months later.
Still doing the same thing?
We're just dealing with the same problem. So, and like I say, I've got a whole bunch of these where people wrote what they want.
Well, Roxanne wanted 4 hours in the little pocket park there.
Yeah, because she says that it takes that long to do hair and nails and all the other stuff she does.
Yeah.
Well, four hours is a long time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
See, that was one of the things we had this elaborate labyrinth of 8 hours here, 12 hours there, no overnight parking, on and on, on and on and on.
We finally see, the solution we came up with.
Let's make it simple.
Yeah, but the solution that we were proposing took away most of the enforcement, okay? But in the eyes of people like Becky, that's bad, because then you're encouraging the owners and their employees to park, okay? At least if you've got limited parking, people have to move if they know they're being enforced. And there are a lot of business owners who are going to get wise up if we start enforcing this again, believe me. And that's probably the best thing that could happen, is because it's really been silent.
TCB will enforce it, trust me. Huh? TCB will enforce it.
Yes, well, they will.
What do you think about triaging a couple spots, though, like the 600 block of Herbert, where we have that apartment complex, and we have the folks there who are concerned
clearly,
about that.
I think we should take any parking restriction off of that one, because the solution there is just too damn complex.
So take it all the way down, pick up the barber shop, Uptown Pub, all that. Because I know when they were doing that enforcement on a trial basis, I got an earful from the barber up there, because she got a ticket and she just went nuts.
She was wacky anyway.
Well, and the thing is, they've about doubled the number of spaces, so the inventory in that block is about double what it was to begin with, because it was parallel on one side of the street there. It was diagonal on the other side. Now it's diagonal on both sides of the street, so they picked up a hell of a lot of parking spaces.
The other would be the west side of Alder, over by the greenhouse and the bank. They have no desire for time parking over there, and we'd be taking out the loading zone as well. And there's no pressure on that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I brought that up with Becky, and her argument was, in the summer, it's like you said, seasonal. You know, yeah, there are going to be times when we're more pressed, but are we better off having no zones and encouraging our visitors? Mm-hmm. Or like you say, I'm willing. It seems to me we're going to have to come out of this meeting with a proposal that they see.
Yep.
And that's inoffensive to me. Mm-hmm. So I would say, yeah, that and your point.
On the 600 block on the river.
Exactly. And then in a couple of the loading zones, where like the one by the community college, clearly that's not needed anymore. Mm-hmm. The one for Mazatlan that faces Herbert isn't used for the reason it was originally intended, because that's
there's
not
one
where
in
they
the middle of the block, too, on that 700 block. There's one smack dab in the middle of that block, right in front of Rags to Riches. There's one stall that says loading zone.
Yeah. One stall.
And it's never used as a loading zone.
And Kite Shop one, she didn't. Kite Shop doesn't want the loading zone, right? Don't they have one in front of there?
Yes.
Yeah. She didn't make a comment about it.
No, I know. She'd feel happy if she won the other argument.
Oh, okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
Well, and so I guess some kind of a mix of we could agree to leave timed parking on the 700 block and the 800 block of Herbert, mm-hmm. both sides.
Yeah, I think the best thing that can happen.
I don't think there's any reason to deal with leaving timed parking on Alder Street on any block, and I don't think there is on Lee Street either.
You did have Pig and Pancake on that.
Yes.
Petition.
Oh, they want to keep the 2 hours.
Yeah, I saw them on there.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got a substantial amount of off street parking. I wonder if they.
Well, he was at our meeting last night, Zach.
Okay.
And he's now the vice president of the board.
Of the city center.
City center board. So,
well, cool. You know,
if they feel strongly about it.
You bet. Leave it timed. I don't have a problem with that.
I assume you came to get your.
So the one on the west side of Alder, i.e. the west side of the highway on Alder.
Yeah.
We're recommending.
The 700 block.
We're recommending that the 600
block of Herbert
would have what? No?
No time
limits. And we're going to remove X number of loading zones signs.
Yeah, we'll modify the diagram, and I can clarify that in a notice.
So there's, before I forget, there's also one. You know where J&R Computers is on Lee Street?
There's halfway down the block, you know where Shibig's accounting office is, the old savings and loan building,
mm-hmm.
on Lee Street, on the 800 block.
There's like the Radiator Place, the Unity Church.
Yeah.
Okay, right there, there's a sign, and somebody made a comment about it.
It's a 20-minute zone.
20-minute parking in front of a business.
In there's a sign that has two arrows, and there's two diagonal slots that it applies to. 20 minutes
in front of J&R?
Yeah, right in front of J&R.
Kind of makes sense for J&R because people don't shop in J&R. They drop things off and they pick things up. So 20 minutes makes sense.
But I've never been down there when there hasn't been a plethora of spaces on one side of the street.
Yeah, I agree. There's lots of parking there. I was just commenting on the nature of the sign.
And you know why the. Somebody at some point in time said, I want those two spaces to be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it is confusing.
Are you prepared?
If you're looking at a bunch of 2-hour parking.
Well, one of the other problems is if you don't make the time consistent, it really increases the problems for the enforcement folks.
Because the closer you get to Highway 101, that's where you expect the pressure. The farther you are from it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I guess what I'm saying is if you put a 20-minute zone in, the anticipation is then the enforcement people have to come by every 20 minutes.
Oh, but we're not going to have any 20-minute zones, are we?
Well,
except for the one that we were just talking about. Do you want the one you were just talking
about? I think
we
just get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, there's always plenty of parking available there.
Yeah.
What is it? This person wrote, judgment should be used. One car on entire block and a ticket is issued. Okay, they're talking about the enforcers. 20-minute parking in front of a business? No. So anyway, the person who lives there isn't opposed to us getting rid of that one sign.
But they don't want the time limit imposed. If there's only one car parked in the block, well, I don't know that you can tell.
No. I mean, the rest of the signs on Lee are 2-hour.
I hear you. So
just that one sign is.
So what I have is lift the time parking signs on Alder west of Highway 101, the 600 block of Herbert, and that one sign on Lee, and then all loading zones that had been identified except for the one in front of the plumbing shop.
Yep. Now. On the 6th Street one, this is from Pacific Coast Plumbing, and you had another one from Terry Jernigan.
That's 7th Street.
This is, time limit parking on our block is very detrimental to the businesses here. Not being tourist-oriented, time limits cause disruption. So I'm wondering, where are you starting the 600 block recommendation?
Well, I was thinking we just take it.
That's that whole block of Herbert.
Can we start right at 7th?
Yeah.
And just go all the way to Second?
Yeah.
That whole, in other words, from the stop sign
taking
all the way.
All of the time off of there.
Yeah.
That was my understanding.
Okay, good.
Well, not just Herbert, but 7th as well?
No.
No, no, no. So Herbert, but Herbert from 7th all the way to 2nd.
Oh, all the way to 2nd?
Yeah.
Okay. Past
so everything west of 7th, starting at the Plumber, going to?
Going west.
2nd.
Well, that's north, but.
Whatever north. Direction that is.
Northwest.
We hadn't identified anything beyond 6th.
No.
So we picked up this block here. So we would take the whole, we would take, you know, that sign goes, and all of them on the other side here.
So everything from 7th over goes.
Yeah, we didn't, I don't even know if there's anything up here.
Okay, so you were talking about this.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But not, these would stay. This guy right here, on this side of the treatment.
Except for the loading dock.
Isn't it an alcohol treatment or?
Yeah.
Truman Center?
Truman Center.
So there's a church there now.
The sign would stay, but the loading zone would go.
Right.
So there would still be a sign there.
Yeah, but see, I don't know that we have to have a sign on 7th anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Do we? I mean, you're,
I don't think so.
Your lot is backed up to that.
Do you want to get rid of that one then, too?
Yeah.
The sign on 7th?
Yeah.
I'd say delete all of 7th, too.
Isn't that what Terry Jernigan wanted?
She was mostly concerned about that loading zone there right next to her building.
Yeah. Actually,
but no, in her earlier letter, because basically her father owns Pacific Coast Plumbing, so it's the same people.
Bill Jernigan, Sr.
And they're the ones who are saying that they would like to not have any time zone in that block. So we're honoring that.
Okay. That one's the one that stays, right?
I'm
fairly certain that's the loading zone that we keep.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That this one will go.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Southwest Herbert 800 and 900 blocks. Okay, this is the big lot. This is the pizza. So everything east.
Song second verse.
Okay.
Shut up. I thought I got it.
So this is the big lot at Herbert and 9th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is the Mexican restaurant right here. So I assume we're going to keep that. But But again, anything that's more than a block away from Highway 101, I think we should, like this street here, I don't think it needs any parking, this 9th Street.
9th Street?
Do you want to lift the sign off 9th?
I would say.
Well, there's the one there by the.
This is the Mexican restaurant. Okay. That's it.
That's the only one.
That's the only sign. And they've got this entire lot, which is where most of them park.
Yeah.
So I would say we should get rid of that one.
Yep.
We don't want to get rid of that because that's Becky. I don't want to piss her off.
No.
So, okay, so that we covered those two. Then. Okay, now on this one here. Help us out, Derek. This is
Alder. So this would be the bank, right? And then this would be the greenhouse place. So that loading zone goes, and those two time parking zone.
Where's 101? Is this 101?
Yeah, that's 101.
Okay,
so those three signs go.
Which is the Western Title Building?
Oh, it's way down here.
It's way over there.
Well, where
this is the bank. This is Big and Pancake. That's the bank.
Oh, right.
That's the, what, school district.
School district.
And that's the little greenhouse.
Okay, so we're doing away with
the hydroponic place.
Right. Yeah. And, but what on Highway 101,
stays.
That stays.
But are we going to make that 2 hour? Because right now it's 1.
This is Pig and Pancake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 1 hour in the corner and 2 hour.
Well, it's 1 hour right in here. These are 1 hour all the way down this block. And that was one of the things we were saying, let's make it consistent. Give it 2 hours. And because Pig and Pancake wants to retain the time limit in here, you'd leave this one
where
signed just
it?
The way it is.
Do we not flag it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where the time limit sign is.
There's a time limit in there, but not, there's...
You apparently didn't flag it.
We just didn't
flag it.
Okay.
Now, this one over here, that's Yukonabe Communications.
Yeah, he wanted to actually keep it.
He wanted to keep it, yeah. And I don't see any reason to fight him on that one.
No, leave it alone.
So then, okay, so we cover all these.
Leave it that way.
Yeah. So you want that one-hour sign to go on Highway 101?
Well, I think it should be
to a 2 hour.
Consistent. Yeah, I just think it should be changed to 2 hours.
Just trying to figure out the rationale why it'd be 1 hour in that one particular location.
So this one is one?
These are presently 1 hour. These two right here.
Okay. Except this one, where is this pointing? This 2 hour one.
At the rest of the
block. That's this one here. There's a sign here.
Oh, these two are different.
Yeah, they're different.
Is this West Coast Bank?
Yeah.
Yes.
They have their own parking lot.
Yeah, what's the point there?
I don't think they care. I don't think they weighed in.
I don't think they care either.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, you either park up here, which that's where I usually park, or you do their lot.
If you're a customer of the bank, you're a local, and you're probably not going to park on 101
yeah.
for fear of losing your door or your mirror.
So we're going to recommend what here? That they both be two?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so it's two everywhere. Okay. Most of the signs you're going to see are two-hour parking.
All right. Yeah. All right, so that leaves this. I think that's all we've got is four pictures. Yeah, so this is the fourth picture. So Lee... 700, 800 from Southwest 7th to 9th. Okay, so someone help me identify one of the buildings.
Here's 101.
Okay.
Okay.
This Western Title?
Let's see. Which way are we pointing here?
Come on, that's over towards the city, so that would be the Salvation Army.
That's right.
Oh, Salvation Army. Okay, so this is Western
Tile. That's Western
Tile. Western Tile's here.
Okay, and here's that 20-minute sign on Lee.
In front of January.
Right there.
That we want to get rid of.
Yep.
And otherwise, this is all consistent with what we... With the exception of this, there was some question about these... this is Bank of the West, right?
Yeah, Bank of the West.
And then this is like... a series of professional offices.
Cause well, Red Cross, Legal Aid, Mike's Buildings.
So, you know, it wasn't in any of that stuff, but I did get...
We were going to do away with these 2 hour on Lee Street. This is Lee Street.
West Side.
Yeah, the west side of Lee Street.
I did get something.
Lee West of 101.
Yeah, Lee West of 101.
Which is... How does Lee get west of 101? It's either north or south of 101.
Okay, take your pick.
Because 101 is north and south.
It's kind of an angle coming through there, but...
You're going to confuse us.
Well, all right. Which side are you talking about?
Up there.
This side.
Okay. So you want to do away with the time spots on this
I think Frank's looking at something about that.
We had some feedback from someone who was... Tell me again where the red... Oh, yeah, here. Right in there, there's... there's some professional offices in that building.
Right, and they need more than 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what they said.
That's the psychologist.
Yeah.
The psychologist is, what's her name?
Up there.
What's her name?
Twyla, Armstrong. Yeah.
And she's, so I think, if you do away with the
Oh, here's one, Paul... Oh, no, Paul Shibig, that's on the other side of the street.
Yeah, Shibig is...
He said this is fine, no change needed.
Yeah.
So,
even in the summer, there's rarely a parking problem in this area right now.
Yeah,
right.
And so I don't think taking the time off of it matters.
Doesn't matter.
And it'll solve the problem for Twyla.
Okay, the only person now, because I've been through this stuff a lot... that's Truman Center. That's dance and all that jazz.
Was Tom Wilson's place there?
He's on the east side of the
Tom is there. Down here on Lee Street, down by the JNR computer.
Yeah. I couldn't quite tell whether or not he was opposed or supported. It seemed like he was a little bit confused about what we were doing in his comments.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. He talked to me about it for a long time yesterday when I left. I really couldn't figure out where he stood.
Well, because on the one hand he's saying don't make changes, but then on the other he's saying there's never a parking problem. I mean, that's what I got.
Okay, here it is. No need for 2 hour restrictions on Lee by Bank of the West. That is a throwback to when the college was in the neighborhood. People park in something lot to avoid tickets. Bank of the West lot is private property, so they, anyway.
Well,
so you want to...
Rich Richmond owns that piece that's behind there, that quarter block or third of a block.
Yeah, he owns this parking lot and
right.
this building.
Right.
But I get the feeling that they would be least offended if we just left it alone. Because they do have clients coming, you know, in here. So in our recommendation, if we get some feedback, let's deal with it. But I think for now, we should
leave
just leave that one alone.
Okay.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
Well, I was going to say, because Twyla has expressed the desire to take it off.
Let's go with that and see if we get any reaction. I'm good to go with that.
So we're satisfying one person.
Yeah.
Well, one person that's answered.
Who
there
cares?
Might be others.
I mean, she's a member and she...
Well, she spoke up.
Yeah.
And I think by taking the two-hour time limit off of that particular street, wouldn't that create
anybody.
A problem?
Yeah, I agree. So we're doing away with all of that on Lee.
Okay,
Lee.
Not leaving it alone, though, Frank.
I know. I said I'm agreeing. Okay. We're getting rid of it, yeah.
Okay,
so of all the feedback that we've gotten, this one came here and in your other letter, and that's this Daniel Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he wrote here, the business at 626 Southwest is adversely affected by current two-hour parking limitations. Because now I understand it, where he is, would that be covered by the one we're removing, 626?
If I understand, Taylor's on the other side, right?
He's on the west, north, northwest side of that, right?
No. He's over here, right?
Is he closer to Mazatlan?
No. He's in the next block. He's across the street from...
Western Title?
No. 626 Herbert? No, that's clear up on top of the hill.
Yeah, that's across from...
So he's across from the Uptown Club.
So okay, he's good.
He's good. Okay, we're good. That's good. Covered. Okay.
Well,
I thought he was down closer
his
to...
His comments
Mazatlan.
Had to do with Lee. That's why I was thinking Lee.
Oh, what does he say there? That's Wilson.
Wilson.
Lee.
Taylor.
Excuse me.
Daniel Taylor.
Okay,
I think he's the next
up.
One.
I got it mixed up.
Next one, I think, is Taylor.
Well, yeah.
Or is it?
The other way.
Maybe
okay,
I
here think. It is. Here's Dan.
And what does he say?
Yeah, I support elimination of two-hour parking zone.
Obviously. Okay, we're good.
So we're good.
Go.
Yep.
Then we've covered everyone's
That's
concerns.
The 600 block. If we can refer to it by the numbers, I'll be a whole lot less confused.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm a visual person.
North and west and east and south don't work too good in that angular.
No. So do you have enough to go on, sir?
I get confused.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I have is that signs on 7th and 9th, 7th and 9th will be lifted. West of Highway 101 on Alder will be lifted. 600 block Herbert will be lifted. And... the 1 hour will go to a 2 hour on Highway 101 by West Coast Bank, and then Lee on the west.
That
I call it the west side of Highway, but I'll be clear.
Call it the 700 block.
Is it?
Because that's what it is.
Okay.
There's nothing that faces that street, however, so there's nothing with that number on it.
Hmm.
But if you think about
we'll have a graphic.
7th, and then the highway is 8th, and then the next block is 9th. So that's the 700 block and 800 block.
So
Highway was 6.
No.
What I intend to do then is...
It might have been at one time.
I'll talk to
public... It might have been at one time. It's
I remember back
Don't when... Don't argue about the streets, guys. We're done. Let's listen to Derek.
I'll talk to Public Works. We'll get a revised map pulled together, and I'll put a notice together that'll explain that, you know, based on all the feedback, the City Center Advisory Committee is recommending the following changes be made in...
Sure.
In hopes that this is, you know, responsive to comments, blah, blah. I'll put in some language
perfect,
to that effect.
Perfect.
That, and we'll indicate the time frame within which the changes will occur, and that there
one
will...
One other thing you need to put in there.
Yeah?
Enforcement.
Mm. Yeah, the enforcement.
Will begin.
When does it begin, though?
Well... How long can you hold off the chief? I mean,
well,
that's been the issue.
Actually, to be honest, we'd want the enforcement to go live when the signage changes were made.
Right.
And so, and I expect that the signage changes will be made. Well, we'll set it up so that it doesn't happen any sooner than 2 weeks of the notice. So people have at least 2 week window within which to, you know, anticipate the signage changes and adjust their patterns
but
so that they don't get caught off guard.
But do make a comment.
Yeah, I'll put the enforcement piece in.
Once the signage changes have been made, because of the desire of the police department to utilize their parking enforcement contract.
I don't know if I'd give them 2 weeks, just because people will start developing the bad habit of parking there anyway.
I just was going to say that the changes will be made within the next 2 weeks.
You'll have to forgive him. He's law enforcement. By the way, this tape should indicate that... What's your name?
Mike Larson.
It was present.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay, so that
meeting has to be recorded.
Does that sound good? Does that sound good in terms of
this?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get it done then. I'm not sure when the notice will go out. Probably in the next week or two. I just need to touch base with Public Works and see when Mike can make modification to the graphics.
Okay, good.
It won't take their staff probably more than a day or two to get that taken care of, because all they're doing is taking signs down and maybe replacing the one-hour one.
Perfect.
The loading zones might take a little bit longer. I don't know. Just to paint them out. Okay. The other thing we had on here was the 9th and Herbert parking lot overlay. I just want to give you a heads up. There you guys go. There's your number.
Is the city going to repaint the disabled parking in the city parking lots on 9th and 9th and Herbert?
In the lot proper on 9th and Herbert?
Mm-hmm.
I would presumably, we're not going to be proposing to eliminate disabled if it's in the lot proper.
What is this signify?
It's in there.
Yeah, let me explain. Yeah, remember, I think I mentioned to you guys that...
A
firm called Air Environment...
Yes.
Which won the contract from ODOT for putting in electric charging stations up and down the coast in different communities. They want to put their charging station for Newport in this lot. And I've worked through the lease with them, and they've worked through their power issues with the utility district, because they have to go with the higher voltage stuff. So the utility district's going to be swapping a pole out, and we're going to be running power over here. And I've asked for some clarification. Hopefully that power extension to this side will be undergrounded. But I'm not certain yet. Working on that. This is a preliminary diagram of where they're going to want to put it. They're going to actually move it so it's out of the right-of-way and actually in the lot proper. But it'll be a couple of spaces in the corner there. So basically what we'll do is try to sync up our slurry seal and restriping of that lot to coincide with that project.
Okay.
So that we can, because we might have to deepen these spaces a little bit, so we might have to do some adjustments.
Well, don't forget there's a restroom there that's not on that diagram.
Yep, it's over
and
here.
Don't forget that one of the other things we talked about was providing for some RV space in there.
No.
RV parking spaces.
Good idea.
Yep.
Because the on-street stuff doesn't work so well for the RVs.
No, they get tickets.
Well, I'll plan on
to get worse than that.
Yeah, but I mean that's. You know.
But don't forget to do that, because
I can run a plot plan by you guys before everything happens. But
yeah,
I wanted to give you an update of where we're at.
I would highly recommend that if you publish anything, you show the restroom on there. And. Because people are going to ask the question, well, wait a minute, what about the restroom?
Yeah, we paid a lot of money for that.
Well, what this will eventually become is, actually, what this diagram is being set up to be, and it still needs some more work, is they'll show where their charging station and pedestal will be, and then they're going to do a little dotted arrangement that's to scale with dimensions, which sets out the lease area. That's what this is going to be. This will be exhibit to the lease document.
Sure. But the base document, I just think the base document ought to be accurate in terms of having restrooms on it. And the sooner you can identify some RV parking spaces in there, and that's going to have to be, the engineering folks are going to have to figure that out because of access, where are the driveway cuts, the turning radiuses. Just to give you an example, for this intersection, mm-hmm. The Mexican restaurant is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the seafood and wine courtesy buses were coming down this street here and stopping to pick up the people that were
in theory, parking over here to ride the bus. Well, I'm in charge of the transportation for Seafood and Wine this year, and I said, no, we're going down to 10th Street. The bus is going down here to 10th Street around here and stop here on this corner.
That's smarter.
And solve a problem. Yeah. Then you don't have people crossing the street. You've got a safety concern. You've got some other kinds of issues. But the bus drivers are happy as a clam.
So your point was to just let us know about this, right?
Yeah, that's always done.
So could you bring... Go ahead.
Oh, if we are going to designate RV parking in here, we'd presumably be putting signage on 101 that indicates there's RV parking.
Well, there's already a sign up on 101 that says public parking, right?
Well, remember, there were the two signs that we were going to have installed.
As a part of the wayfinding stuff, right? Isn't that, or was it in addition to?
Well, let me take a look out there. Because I know the wayfinding stuff
maybe
was installed after we had that
RV
conversation.
Parking. Down yeah. there would be great. Anything we can do to keep RVs from parking on 101 would be great. Because they do now and then. People
I agree.
Pull up, take three or four parking places and park this far from the curb, and next thing you know, boom, mirrors are getting clipped off.
Oh, yeah, it's
terrible.
Well, that raises a question about signage that maybe we could ask to have an additional tab that says no RV parking.
No RV on 101. Parking is down
especially
there.
In that really crowded area.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
The narrow three blocks, could we prohibit? That would be a hell of a
called oversized vehicles.
No oversized vehicle parking.
The police department gives tickets to RVs that park along there.
Let me talk to Public Works about what we might be able to do on the signs. I don't see a reason why we couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just more of a how do we do it with the signs? Yeah. We do up a new sign or do we do an additional sign and put it underneath it, or how what the mechanics of getting it done are?
You might want to check and see what the police department says about it.
Oh, I'll talk to them about it.
But
you guys would like that included?
They may have a ready-made solution.
I think he's asking, do we agree? We have consensus. We'd like that included.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Another question. Could you briefly inform us of the grant that you've got that's going to deal with crosswalks?
Sure, because it's going to impact the city center area. We and I'll send you an email with the diagrams that show exactly what the nature of the proposed improvements are.
Are they bulb outs?
It depends on the
locations.
You know, each location has its own kind of custom solution. We even also, one of them will even be the one in front of City Hall. Will be a PET activated. So it'll be one of those where they hit the button and the lights go and all that. So it's it's about 8 or 10 different crosswalks along Highway 101 on the north side of town that are going to be improved. And it's about $450,000 is what we were able to secure from the state. And what we're looking at is actually in some locations, I'll send you the diagrams. It's what we had to put together just to get the grant secured. But we're probably going to look to make the islands a little bit more robust than what you've seen in Lincoln City or what you've seen in Florence. You know, some of those are the little concrete islands that don't really offer a pedestrian a whole lot of confidence that it's all that safe. And they're not very aesthetically pleasing. So what our thinking is that if we can squeeze it in, and I'm not sure every location would be suitable, but some of those crosswalk locations are probably suitable for larger islands where we could put more substantial landscaping in, say maybe some short pines or something, to give people a little bit of shrubbery, to make it a nice aesthetic look, to kind of break up the pavement, and provide a little bit more of a pedestrian shelter. So
do you have restrictions? Does it have to be at a signal?
We have... The crosswalk locations have been identified. We had to vet those through ODOT and had to go up through the state traffic engineer. The nature of the changes were vetted considering crash history, things of that nature. So, I mean, these are all areas of known hazard. People have been hit.
Is it likely to have any effect on travel lane width or turn lanes or anything like that as a consequence of putting an enhanced?
Yeah, a couple of them will. A couple of them are going to have some. I can't speak to all of them off the top of my head because I haven't looked at them recently. But there are a couple of them where your turn
that come to your mind.
Nothing that I could. I'll just have to send it out to you. The diagrams kind of cover it.
That'll be good.
So yeah. I'll send it out to you. Yeah. Not all of them. There are a few in the city center area, but not all of them are. I mean, stuff runs from all the way up by...
Fred Meyer?
Not quite to Fred Meyer. I think it's around 15th, I think, is on the north side. Well, and then we have another one that goes... The far south picks up Bailey down there.
Okay.
Down there by the... What do you call it? The professional medical office building down there.
The 1010 building.
The 1010 building, yeah, down in that area. Where we have that diagonal crosswalk that's kind of... There's also a crosswalk or two that's going to have to be taken out as part of this.
Crossing here.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah, but he's talking about the whole highway, not just...
Not the whole highway, not city center. And we're not talking about taking out any of them that are at signals like Herbert or something like that.
It's
those mid-block crossings.
The law says that if anyone wants to cross the street at a corner, you're supposed to stop for them.
Any intersection is a de facto crosswalk.
Yeah.
I don't know that all of the painted walks, though, are that clear, but...
Anything we can do to get people to use crosswalks.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's long overdue that we actually do this. So that's a plus. And so I'll send it out so you can see it. I have it.
5:30 our meeting's done.
Yes. Our next meeting's at
5:30. So let's say this committee felt strongly about those units where you have the pedestrian control.
Mm-hmm.
Could we make that recommendation? Because I would love it if at both Alder and Herbert that we would have those. That would cover the perfect center, the most restricted part of the highway where we have the greater occurrence of broken mirrors and people get nearly run over. So one in front of the green zone and by Mazatlan,
mm-hmm.
those two. One is not a traffic signal, obviously, but it's the end of the block, and then the other is Herbert.
You're talking about what, the enhanced crosswalk?
Yeah, the enhanced crosswalk, yeah. Because part of it is just to slow people down in our area, which was going to come up in more of our discussions of city center
mm-hmm.
as we get down the road here. But if you've got this money already and we have a chance to lobby for an enhanced crosswalk,
and I want to understand exactly where are you thinking of the PED activated?
You
already have one at Herbert. Because
ideally, it would literally between the middle of the block, but I don't think you'd get away with it. So no. I would say the one that's in front of the green zone in the school district.
That's all.
One block south of Herbert.
Okay. Yeah, and I just don't remember offhand what the plan was for
Alder. Because
it
covers the green zone, Bank, West Coast Bank, Pig and Pancake, and the school district.
That's
are all at that corner.
That's mm-hmm. Alder.
Okay, that
Alder. No, I understand. I'm just not sure what we were planning to do there.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I'm just saying.
That right now, what is that? That's a stripe crosswalk?
Yes.
That's all? See, and I'm not sure what the plan was for Alder. I'm pretty sure it's on the list, but I'm not sure what the plan was for that. Certainly, you can raise that. Maybe I'll just send it out to you guys. You guys can take a look at it, and then maybe we can have that as the next meeting agenda, because we're still a few months. This has to go to Oregon Transportation Commission for final approval, because, I mean, it was a challenge just getting the money on this. They had 103, I think, applications, and 20-something were actually funded, so it's
wow.
Positive there.
Are those fixed signs that are probably like this by this, and they have a pedestrian and an arrow on them like they have in Lincoln City? Are those part of the...
Yeah, there'll be signage. Yeah, there'll be signage. Enhanced signage.
That by itself is very helpful.
There'll be enhanced signage, and in some cases there'll be bulb outs. In some cases there are going to be PED islands, refuge islands in the center lane, and that's where it's going to impact your turn movements, is on the where we put the refuge islands in.
Yeah.
And then, like
I'd
I said,
very interested
one,
to see
one PED
is.
Activated. ODOT has a... policies with respect to PED activated. They have to be in certain areas where there's enough traffic or there's been enough accidents mm-hmm. and things of that nature.
Yeah.
That's not to say that we couldn't make a request. It's just I'm not sure how it'll play.
Okay.
But we're a few months, you know, OTC has to bless it. That'll happen in February. March, we'll be putting together an agreement, and then we'll move into the actual design and construction. So we have some time to have that conversation.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, you bet.
Good job.
Most appreciated.
Thanks, Tom. Nice to have you. Nice to have you in.
Oh, great. Thanks. The first sheet's for Michelle.
I'll push them.
You can read it, but it's for her.
The fiscal year, the budget's coming up, but you guys don't have a lot of money. So I was thinking, you know, you might want to start thinking about if there's modest projects you want to specifically earmark for budget, I can do that. Or I can just put your $3,500 and dump it into, as a lump sum for miscellaneous type improvements.
Do we have,
sidewalk patches and things of that nature?
Do we still have some entree to the payment in lieu of parking funds that have been collected, even though the city center area really never contributed any to that?
Yeah, we did.
It was contributed. You got about 10 grand for the for the lot.
Okay.
And that pretty much covered it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's my only question.
You can always ask, but the council's expressed the desire to basically reserve what's left in that account for Bayfront.
Yeah.
Because Nye Beach got a bunch for sidewalk work on 3rd and 6th.
Yes, they did. And Bayfront, are they ever going to get their act together?
Yeah, their kickoff. We're going to have a kickoff meeting on that in about a week or two. It was a challenge just getting that one done.
You think you got a bunch of squirrels and rabbits in the city center?
Well, you guys are the easy ones.
Start talking to those guys down there.
You guys are the easy ones.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because they've got such a wide variety of different uses and demands and those.
Did you want to set another meeting date, or do you want me to just do that by email?
I think you can do it by email.
Do it by email.
When is it likely to be?
If you want to talk about the highway crossings, we probably ought to do it within the next month or so. So,
okay.
Latter part of February.
Yeah,
does that seem reasonable? So I'll just send something out via email, maybe a week or two in advance. That work for you guys?
Sure.
There's another sentiment going around the city, or somebody is.